And as Timothy Dennis just mentioned, he talked to Senator Bozeman Friday when the senator was on the University of Arkansas campus. Also Friday,
Senator Pryor was in town.
Yes, and he came by the Carver Center for Public Radio. And both Tim and I, independently, we kind of discussed this, but independently because we did these at different times on Friday, asked the senators about fundraising because politics and public radio have that one thing in common.
They do.
In that you have to attract, to be successful, to hit a goal, which for a politician is to get elected, you have to ask for money. For us to stay on the air, we have to ask for money. Mm-hmm. And all politicians, whether you're city council, justice of the peace, or whatever, you're looking for financial contributions to help pay for the campaign. Mm-hmm. So both Timothy Dennis, he asked Senator Bozeman, then I asked Senator Pryor about fundraising.
Now, finally, I want to ask you something that pertains to fundraising. You know, politics and public radio both have to fundraise, whether it be for programming or for running a successful campaign. How do you connect with donors to convince them to donate?
Well, to be honest, I'm not very good at it. I it's the thing, you know, that I hate worse than anything. And you know, I think there's a real misconception. A lot of people feel like that people give you, they donate to your campaign to try and change your mind. And that's not true. What they do is give to candidates that are like-minded. And so, you know, it's difficult. It's something that I don't like doing at all. With the system that we have, it's just a necessary evil. I know Senator Pryor, you know, is out working hard in that regard. You know, in a couple of years, I'll be doing the same thing, you know, and as you all do, you know, all the time now also. But it is difficult, and but it is the situation that we're in, and it's just kind of a necessary evil right now.
So what would you say is the hardest part of fundraising?
Well, I it's very easy for me to ask people to help the University of Arkansas or, you know, or some, or, you know, your station, you know, some, you know, worthwhile entity. It's much more difficult, you know, to ask people, especially in this very difficult economy, you know. I understand, you know, I'm out and about as much as anybody and live in the real world. I understand how difficult the economy is right now. And, you know, I don't worry about the people that, you know, that have resources, you know, that are able to give you, you know, significant resources. I worry about the, you know, the widow that writes me the $25 check that I know that is a real sacrifice for her to do. And those are the kind of people that you really do think about as you, you know, as you go about on your day-to-day task, you know, making votes, you know, trying to represent, you know, the people like that would be proud of you and doing the very best job that you could do.
That was Senator John Bozeman Friday talking to Ozarks at Large's Timothy Dennis about the realities of political fundraising. Also on Friday, Arkansas's other senator, Mark Pryor, was in town. He came to the Anthony and Susan Hoy News Studio, and I asked him about fundraising as well. He began his answer by saying it was in Fayetteville where he first heard NPR.
I want to say it was about my first year of law school. I was flipping around the dial and I found this station that had news and information and interesting stories. And I thought, wow, this is great. And I just started listening to KUAF back then and just loved it and have kind of been hooked on it ever since. And, you know, it's just such a valuable community resource. And I know it's a campus radio station. It's obviously good for the campus, but it's really good for this whole region. And NPR really has this ability to get in-depth news coverage that, with all due respect, you just don't get on the commercial side. They're too busy selling ads and doing all that, and we appreciate that. We respect that. But NPR is really where you get in-depth, good, long stories about important things. Like, I guarantee I hadn't been able to listen this morning, but I'm sure you're talking about North Korea.
Oh, yes.
And you get up-to-the-minute, you know, stories on North Korea and good analysis and good perspective and context. And it's just hard to find that in other news media sources.
And we have something in common, the business you're in and the business we're in, because we have to fundraise.
Right.
And I'm just curious, because you've done it on a state level. You did it when you ran for attorney general. You're doing it now on a federal level. You've announced that you're running for re-election. How do you connect to someone and then enough to where they have to, you know, write a check? And because that's a big commitment for someone.
It is. No, it is. And I think on with your radio station, what you just need to remind people is they use it every day. You know, if they're listening, they use it every day. They use it because it's valuable to them. And it really doesn't take them giving a whole lot of money, just a little bit to help you guys pay the bills around here and pay for the programming, and I'm sure you've covered that with your audience before, how the money works. I don't see very many Lexuses and Mercedes out in the parking lot here. What I'm seeing is people that are working very hard and providing good community service, but it does take some money to keep it going. And so that's what I would say, is just remind people about the value that it brings to their everyday lives.
And that was Senator Mark Pryor, and before that, Senator John Bozeman, both in Fayetteville on Friday. Timothy Dennis talked to Senator Bozeman. I talked to Senator Mark Pryor about the fundraising. And it is a reality in the political arena. It's also a reality with public radio. We do it because we know that the most important and largest part of our budget comes from you, listeners who contribute money. Without you, we couldn't be here. We've been able to grow with your help. We need your help now more than ever. It's very important if you're listening to KUAF throughout the day and you have assigned a value to it, that you do your part. You decide the amount. We're just asking that you call, or rather that you pledge. Don't call because we don't have phone volunteers, but that you can pledge right now online at supportkuaf.com. You can call tomorrow morning beginning at 6. But right now, if you're thinking about it before the idea escapes you, why not pledge online at supportkuaf.com?